BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
English Rose from BBC Radio 4, Series 2. Episode 1. Go west, young girl.
You're an athlete.
Not really.
Well, you don't do this for a living?
Try not to.
Well, you should.
It's just for fitness.
Plus, I've been told it'll help keep me out of trouble after dark.
I could introduce you to some people.
Bet you don't do that.
Hey, your skin is so beautiful.
See you tomorrow.
What time you in?
Early. Got a couple of new clients first thing.
Hey, you wanna get a drink sometime?
My mom says humans think this is a beautiful human world with some strange supernatural happenings in it. But really, it's a beautiful supernatural world with some strange humans in it. And on this bright side of the country, I reckon that's totally right.
Hey, I can give you a ride.
No, thanks. It's so warm, and as I tip my head back and lower my shades, I smile with the palm trees swaying above. Both of us exactly where we need to be, blissed out and bouncing free.
Hi, just wondering if I have time to go for a run before lunch.
Lunch is early, I'm afraid. I have to get to work.
Oh, well, can we meet for a late night movie? I love it when we do that.
No, sorry. They booked an overnight slot.
Whatever that agency is paying you, it's not enough.
You know what they're paying me, and it's definitely enough. I earn in one night what my father makes in a month.
Well, I'll just have to go to the cinema on my own.
Good try. We'll go together in the morning, when it's empty.
No, because guess what? This top entrepreneur's got more bookings in the morning.
Really? You're making a big success of your business, Rose. I'll see you soon. And stick to the main streets. And if you even so much as glance at one of those supermarket dumpsters...
I already said I was sorry about that. A jogger runs past in neon yellow shorts, blonde ponytail swinging. She gives me a definite smile. Perhaps both of us thinking, wow, what did we do to get this perfect life?
Are you busy right now?
Yes, I'm walking home from the gym.
Nobody walks in LA, Rose.
I do. I love it. I feel so happy and free. So what if this all feels odd? No one said change was easy.
Well, this could make you even happier because, and I know this might not be what you're feeling like right now, but tonight...
No way, I have plans. You're one day a week, Maya. It's a coffee shop catch-up. No more. I have my own work now.
You're still doing that?
I'm a personal trainer. It's very important work.
Very important is one word for it. I was going to go with totally nuts.
Ah! Oh, not again.
What is this?
Hey, hey, hey! Careful! Pay attention, lady!
Sorry.
It's as if visions and feelings are treading the air around me, some pressing right up against my skin.
It's me again. Ma'am, I need you. I want to ask about mental abilities. Weird stuff is still happening to me.
Most days, I'm managing to control the appetites of my body, but now I'm worried about my mind.
Wait. Close your eyes. Wait. Okay. Open them now. Ta-da!
Wow. If I was writing a review, I'd say this lunch location is oozing romance. Come here.
It's proven that a good setting can change the taste of food, which might be needed because, be aware, I've tried something new again.
Oh, I hope you didn't think I was complaining.
It's okay. I don't think I've got the nutritional balance right yet, but I've made lots. I don't want you hungry. Ever. Okay?
Okay.
Oh, I have to go. Look, I restocked the refrigerator. It's packed with all the right stuff.
Thanks. Okay? Love those fairy lights.
Oh, I
You noticed at last? I'm trying to make our place homely.
It's great.
Hey, did you see this?
It's at a new spa hotel called Villa Rimvi, which has just opened in the Hollywood Hills.
Oh, stop. It's putting me off my protein balls.
I wish we got to see more of the actual spa.
She's teasing. It's a marketing thing.
The brainchild of former New York socialite and now skincare guru, Maya Fox. The spa aims to provide not just relaxation, but what the publicity is calling groundbreaking rejuvenation and total body wellness from a biological basis. Intriguing.
You've done well to stay away because it's all quite entertaining.
I reckon she's definitely up to something.
Well, once it's all up and running, you'll stop doing the day with her, yes? She's posting loads of pictures of Gully, too.
So irresponsible.
Are you okay? You seem a bit restless. Did you do the meditation?
Yeah.
Rose, I know when you're lying. Look, I told you, you have to do it alongside the eating and exercise plan every day to be relaxed and nourished and mentally steady.
I'm stable as this table, Delphine, and that's not a familiar feeling for me.
Well, don't get complacent. You need to meditate, not just quickly at the gym. Right, I have to go. Keep eating. There's more in the pan. I'll call later.
No, you can try, but I'll probably be busy meditating.
Well, after that, you'll deserve some laughs, so check out Maya's channel. You can learn how hard it is being a multi-millionaire widow and busy full-time mom, all while running a global wellness business in LA.
You know, just because she's paying for this place doesn't mean we have to do everything she says.
It's fun.
When she says things like that, I feel bad about not telling Delphine absolutely everything. But how could I? Whoever said knowledge is power wasn't dating a vampire.
Dear return to Venice Beach, please.
Rose, you need to resist this. I'm not sure what's happening to you, but... Oh, hang on a minute. Oi, oi! Off you go! Go on, shoot! Shoot! The lazy buggers. They're coming short for Christmas and they don't have like a flipping mess. Now, what was I saying? Telepathy and clairvoyance can be very dangerous powers.
Clairvoyance?
Fight it, Rose. Knowing of events hidden in yesterday or waiting tomorrow, it only brings trouble. Stay in the moment. Just be yourself calmly, here and now. Breathe.
Oh, I wish everyone would stop telling me to breathe.
Nope, I'm busy. I've got plans.
Where are you going?
None of your business, Maya.
Okay, Gully, steady. Oops, careful. No, stop it. Calm down. How does it even feel to be loved this much, Rose?
I'm here, boy. I'm not bad. You're okay, my boy.
Hey, guess what? I just nipped out for a snack before the party. Super quick, totally ethically, exactly like you said. But I wanted to ask, would you try chipmunk?
It depends on the chipmunk.
Hang on. Dakota, can you come and take Gulliver, please?
Whoa, who's Dakota?
She's helping me with this little monster.
Why didn't I know anything about this?
Is this you being jealous, Rose?
No, it's me being sensible. We have to be careful who we trust.
You're an angel. Thanks, Dakota. If you could maybe take him to see the horses for as long as possible. I'm snowed under, Rose. And if you can't help, what am I supposed to do? In the last few months, I found and renovated this place, hired a million staff.
Okay, Maya, I get it. You're busy.
I've had the events guides in all week. This place is looking sensational.
Not for me.
Well, I know one little guy who would love to see you. And though I know you don't like parties, parties adore you.
Really?
And you know, the success of our new business depends on us keeping our backers on board.
And I feel what I felt since the first time she told me she was moving to LA. That she isn't providing all the information.
They're not our backers, they're yours. Good night. Give that gorgeous little vampling a kiss from me.
But I have a gift I need to give you.
Venice Beach, everyone. This is the last stop. Venice Beach. Organic hot dogs!
At Venice Beach, it's nearly 5 p.m. and the orange sun is setting. The purple sky is clear and the moonbeams are coming on.
Jackfruit juice!
There are Christmas trees and fairy lights strung along the boardwalk. and acrobats and street dancers and skateboarders are all working their warm, juicy young bodies. I buy clams and lobster rolls and fish tacos from a little shack and take them to the far end of the beach where I'm not entirely alone, but not too close to tastier options. Then I sit on the sand, stare into space and concentrate.
Now return to stillness. Breathe in the ocean air. 2, 3, 4. If a thought comes, accept it, then release it to the sea breeze. Now constrict your throat and find your
Send me a quick photo. I want to see you doing it.
Your ujjayi breath.
Hey, I'm meant to be doing this to avoid distractions.
Inhale.
You look so beautiful at night. You glow. It's like you've drunk all the moonlight.
Go away. I'm focusing on my breathing.
Love you.
Exhale.
Ignore the pack of young humans close by playing moonlit volleyball. Ah, what the hell? I smell the dust and hear the click and crackle of an old-style film projector. And though I can't see the movie it's playing, I can feel a presence, a force, both deep in me and right there on the screen of my mind.
Ma'am, what's going on? And how do you tell if something's coming from the past or the future? And why is this happening to me? I know this is mad. It's like someone is in some secret crackling conversation with me.
Oh, hell. Crikey. No, don't dabble in this, Rose. I mean it.
I sit alone staring at the ocean until I think, Mam's right. What am I actually encouraging here? I'm happier than I've ever been in my life.
Mam, you're right. Forget it. I'm not interested. I don't want to know. I don't even care how it works. I'll ignore it.
Close your eyes and imagine your head is being pulled gently upwards on a silver string.
Oh my God!
Return to still.
It feels like there's long fingernails scratching at the door of my contented mind.
And breathe.
What the hell just happened?
And because I'm trembling and a full silver moon is rising over the beach of warm bloods, I put my litter carefully in the bin, like a good, honest, in-control citizen, and head home.
Move along, please, people, move along.
In the distance, I see a crowd, not far from our apartment, and I feel a strange surge of unease until I remember Delphine's okay, safely on the other side of the city.
You shouldn't be walking around down here alone at night.
What happened?
If the womb was lower, I'd have said it was an animal.
It's a male, peacefully resting in a puddle of thick ketchup. I inhale, and as hunger burns, I step back from the cordon.
This is not little old England, miss. Downtown LA is not Downton Abbey.
The cop has a smooth and slender throat, and I watch his Adam's apple pulse as he speaks. And I should have had more protein mush at lunch.
Haven't you people got homes to go to?
Yellow headlamps swing past as I cross the road to the apartment. Appearing, disappearing, each light seems to reignite the impulses I'm working so hard to extinguish.
I'm so hungry and I don't want what's in the woods.
Tough. Make yourself want it.
Does this get easier, Rose?
No, but you get better at dealing with it. As I push open this grotty, graffitied door to my apartment building, I pause. This is the sound. A door opening. I push it again. I need to change my mood. So, I grab something juicy from my secret corner of the fridge and flop onto the scratchy sofa and open my laptop. Okay, Maya, distract me.
One of my favorite moments on this journey so far has been the bringing together of so many talented women.
scientists, tech experts, A-list...
Mayor's in a wide kitchen brewing coffee, then sitting on a step in a walled garden, staring at a fat pink peach.
These are the quiet moments when I watch and learn and see the pure dedication, instinct, and innate aesthetic
skill. It's all clearly designed to get the human mind as far away as possible from the idea of needles.
The last year has been the toughest challenge of my personal and professional life.
I watch for a few more minutes, hoping to catch a glimpse of Gully, but this time he's being kept carefully out of the picture.
You should be asleep.
I just wanted to check you got home okay from the beach.
Why are you whispering?
We all fell asleep watching a movie. I need to move them into their own beds.
You're the kindest nanny on earth, do you know that? And probably Mars and Venus too.
No, you are. You agreed to move across the country to settle Gully. So, how was meditation?
Nice. If you close your eyes, Venice Beach isn't a million miles from Whitby. Though our chips are better.
You're homesick, I can tell. What are you doing now?
Eating popcorn and watching Mayor on TV.
You'll be free of her soon. That does not sound like popcorn, though, Rose. What are you really eating?
A steak.
And I'm very hungry, and it's very unsatisfying.
Oh, Rose, I already made you a nutritious, blood-free meal.
Oh, no, what now?
It's just a stripper I organised for you. I hope that's okay.
If only. Look, I better go.
Stay on the line. I'm worried.
I'm fine. I'll call you later.
I bob down to the keyhole, but all I can see is a thick thigh clad in dirty blue denim.
Oh, no way.
Afraid so.
Have you seen the size of this apartment? How many flowers can it take?
Well, you're gonna have to try and find some space, because they ain't fit in the elevator. And I ain't carrying him sideways down three flights of stairs.
And he hands me a heavy bouquet, wide as a cartwheel, of what must be 100 red roses, in which nestles a card. To the finest rose of all, we wish you'd come and visit us at Villa Imvey. Love, Mayor and Gulliver.
Miss, I know this is none of my business, but do you know there's someone watching this apartment? Standing across the street, looking up at your window?
Is it a posh woman with a baby?
No, it's a young guy. I took a photo. Here, this is him. Kind of well-dressed, good physique, composed. I'm an actor myself, so I wondered if I'd seen him backstage someplace.
I've never seen this bloke before, and yet I remember him. Like he's been on that dust-speckled movie reel in my mind.
Can you send me that photo?
Sure. I didn't mean to worry you, I just want you to be aware.
I'll be okay. But thanks for warning me.
I go to close the door, but he has his foot in it. When I look up, he's staring at me steadily, and I think, sorry, Delphine. Sorry, ma'am, but I've never seen a thick male throat I didn't want to bite.
Would it be okay if I use this number on the order sheet again? Just to, you know, stay in touch.
No, I'm 100% not interested in ever seeing you again.
Okay. Well, that's clear. I couldn't help but notice those flowers were sent from Villa Rimby. I took a girl up there once. Ghosted me after. See ya!
I lean out, look left and look right, but the only force watching the apartment is a milky bright moon shining hard above a street full of warm bodies, all throbbing with full young veins as I inhale the rusty scent of the crime scene. It's okay, it's just a door. Just the delivery guy leaving. So why do I feel so unsettled?
You seem an interesting girl. And by interesting, I mean abso-freaking-lutely gorgeous. Hell, woman, you blew my mind.
Okay. Delete. Block. What now?
I decided to come back.
Well, for your own sake, you need to undecide that decision and leave.
I think we'd get along better if we were in the same space.
And as he pushes past me into my apartment, I smell the juice in his veins, hear the red squelch of his excited young heart. And I love Delphine, but there's things about me.
Okay.
I can't change.
Okay. Really? Ah! What the hell?
After I've fed, rested, and I've cleaned the apartment, and feeling more satiated and mentally sharp than I have in months, I settle down to think.
Hey, if I drop a photo, can you see if you recognise the guy?
Are you okay? You sound different. Less relaxed. But who's at the door?
It wasn't Maya, was it? It's not her day. Call me.
Maya, listen. Keep Gully by your side tonight. I'm probably over-worrying, but there's been a feeding near my apartment. Might be nothing, but be aware.
We wish you were here to protect us, Rose. Without you, we don't feel safe.
Ah! Oh, what? Ow! Is it?
It's the panicky feeling of something or someone close by trying to hurt me.
Yeah, I've seen that guy.
What? Where?
Party at Mayor Austin's house in New York.
Is that what the psychic movie reel is trying to show me?
Siobhan noticed him first, of course. I told her to stay away. A girl like Siobhan could get burned by a guy who looks like that. She never could resist the cheekbone.
Oh, sorry, but I need to check this. I won't sleep unless I do.
Rose? Are you okay? Wait, why do you sound so energetic?
I'm sorry, but I have to go and check on Gully. But love you.
What? But if this is to work, we need to be completely honest with one another. Tell me what's going on.
Tell you that I can sense a weird crackling and creaking in both my body and mind. And someone from Maya and Austin's life in New York is now watching our apartment in LA. And I just broke my promise and drank the flower guy. No, I think I'd better keep all this to myself, Delphine. It's just a door. Why am I getting spooked by a door?
Villa Rimvi.
What? The Villa Rimvi?
It's a spa. A new place. Up in the Hollywood Hills. Villa Rimvi Luxury Spa. R-I-M-V-I.
Yeah, I know how to spell it, kid. Been up there enough times.
As we stutter through the roadblock traffic under festive baubles and streetlight angels, the black night's blue with sirens. And here in the back seat, I'm getting a sense of where I might have heard that creaking before. And why I'm being flooded with strange visions, thoughts and feelings.
Things have changed up there, miss. You taking photos? You used to be able to look right over there, but since the new guys moved in, not so easy.
Hey, Delphine, will you do me a favour? Can you find Siobhan? Can you hurry, please?
Are you serious? Why? Siobhan's gone. She's in the past.
Unfortunately, it seems nightmares in the past don't always stay there.
Just saying, they used to have these tour buses going right up to Villa Rimvi, but nowadays there's less you can see.
Me again. Last odd question, but do you know if Austin was buried or cremated? I tried Googling it, but nothing.
Yeah, all the major companies have it on the route. So perhaps the new owners got sick of the volume of traffic. Any particular one you're interested in? I'm an actor when I'm not driving this. And I've heard those tales enough times.
Sorry? I'm confused.
I usually drive tourists up to Villa Rimvi because of the horror stories.
Pardon?
Terrors of Tinseltown. The Merlino family. Roberta and Mirabella. You interested in one of those?
Oh, God.
No.
There was one tour that was very popular. Dead of night tour. Used to drive tourists up all the time. Met over there in the woods. Somebody made a big bucks out of that.
He stares into the dark forest road ahead, his headlamps casting a ghostly light as we weave higher into the hills.
Are you crazy? How on earth would I know anything about Austin? Never mind if he's buried or cremated.
Ask around, please. Someone will know.
Yeah, the funny thing about the Dead of Night tour was they did merch, like souvenirs and stuff. I'd pick folk up around 2 a.m, and boy, were they frightened. Then later, I'd find these plastic fangs down the back of the seat. Shows it was all a game, really. Just a way to sell plastic fangs and coffin key rings to tourists.
Coffin key rings? Yeah, I get it. That creaking isn't a door, it's a coffin lid.
You okay, miss?
That's what whoever's contacting me from within's been trying to tell me.
It's still lonely and dark up there, so be careful.
I can see blocks of yellow window light glowing through the trees, and decorative outdoor flames too. I make my way quietly and quickly towards the villa, moving in the slinking way Mam taught me, mindful of every snapping twig. And though my heart's racing, I let the night take my arm and lead me into the garden, which is glossy, green and hazy, as if seen through the emerald glass of a wine bottle.
Rose? You came!
And she moves towards me quickly, her long pale arms outstretched. And I think, oh no, what have I done?
Through the door, up and towards you fall, and follow through, and slowly it becomes you.
I know that.
Carolyn is 80, a wealthy widow. Dave is in his 50s, homeless, a former drug addict with a long criminal record. Their love affair causes a huge rift in Carolyn's family.
That's our mom. We're not going to let you just do that.
I'm Sue Mitchell, and this story unfolded in California on the street where I live.
Look at you brought into your house.
He's a con artist, mother.
Is Dave a dangerous interloper or the tender carer he claims to be?
That's why I'm here.
Thank the Lord.
Find out in Intrigue, Million Dollar Lover from BBC Radio 4. Listen on BBC Sounds.
If anything happens to him, I will just die.